Wearing a blanket. And Noelle, there you are, wearing a shawl. And why are we doing this?
Because it's freezing in here.
Yeah, maybe this happens to you. It's hot outside, and then the AC in your office gets crazy cold. A recent study from economists at the University of Southern California suggests that cold office temperatures could actually be affecting women's productivity. Stacey Vanek-Smith from Planet Money's The Indicator podcast sat down with the study's co-author Tom Chang to find out why.
So, Tom, you decided to take a deep dive into the office thermostat. Specifically, you looked at how different temperatures affect the work of men and women. Now, how exactly did you put this study together?
The thing we did is before they would show up, we would experimentally manipulate the temperature of the room to be anywhere from 61 degrees to 91 degrees, I think is about as hot as we could get it.
And what did you find?
We found that as the temperature went up, women did substantially better, especially in math, and men did a little bit worse.
So they did like 91 degrees. Women were just like killing it. They were adding like it was their job.
The biggest effects were if you went from like the 60s to 75 degrees. There's where you saw the largest effect on women. And going from 60 to 75 degrees, it was like a 10-15% increase in the performance of women when it came to the math task.
And what about the men?
The men did slightly worse.
Oh, they did slightly worse when it got warmer?
Warmer, yes.
And what about when it got colder in the 60s?
So that's when men did their best, was when it was in the 60s, and their performance steadily dropped as the thermostat went up. So to go from the 60s to the 70s, like I said, it was around a 10-15% increase in female performance, and it was about a 3% decrease in male performance.
Were you surprised at the degree to which people's performance was affected, or was that about what you thought? Or
It was much, much larger than I thought, right? So obviously, extreme temperatures will affect you, but we're not talking about extreme temperatures, right? I would think going from the 60s to the low to mid-70s is a pretty standard range for an indoor environment. And yet we're finding large effects there.
What do you think is going on?
You know, when it's too hot or you're too cold, you just don't perform at your best.
And you made a recommendation, actually, in the paper for workplaces.
So if you have a gendered balanced office, the optimal temperature is around 75 degrees. So there's a number.
75?
75.
Oh, that's pretty warm.
That's the skin melting temperature for me.
Oh, you hate this. You hate the conclusion of your own research.
Oh, yes. My advice to a business or any office would be, look, temperature matters, right? So if half your workers are coming to work with, keep blankets in their desks or have illicit space heaters somewhere, or alternatively, half your workers are sweating through their T-shirts, that's something you want to take seriously. What the research says is that if, as a business, you care only about profits or productivity, you should still take the comfort of your workers into account, as it has the real potential to significantly affect your bottom line.
Tom, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.